Made in Sheffield, made by you.
All aboard the night train.
Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's the night train.
A non-stop musical journey, taking in music from around the globe.
Funk, soul, rock and roll,
Latin scorchers, scratchy 78s,
deep gospel, Delta blues,
heavyweight dub, psychedelic nuggets, and a whole lot more.
The Night Train, Sundays 9 p.m. here on Sheffield Live.
The Breakdown, 4 o'clock classic.
Welcome back to The Breakdown. Now, with the 4 o'clock classics, we often like to tie it into something that's happened in the wider musical world. Oh, that's interesting. Why did that do that?
Don't know. It's interesting, though. You're right.
As I was saying before, yeah. I was rudely interrupted by the birds. Sometimes we tie it into something. Sometimes we just fill in gaps that we've never played before.
Yeah.
And in nearly 19 years of The Breakdown, there's never been a Birds 4 o'clock classic. That has now. That was Mr. Tambourine Man from 1965.
Hang on, you said nearly 19 years. I thought it was the 20th anniversary this year.
Oh, it's over 19 years now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's 20
years.
Big
party in October.
Wow. Hire out Haggard's Corner.
Let's do that.
Yeah. that was their first ever single from their first album back in 1965. So that's now been done, and it can be crossed off of this list.
Cross it off with your finger.
Before Tone Lock. Who'd have thought it? we have an album of the week by Sassy 009. There's going to be tracks from Vera Daisy, maybe Death Crash, you said. What else did you say we're going to have today?
I didn't say Death Crash.
No, I said Death Crash.
Oh.
I mean Death Crash.
But then you said you said.
No, there was one that used Turnspit or something.
Oh, yeah, Turnspit, yeah. And Voca Gentle, and also Vero, maybe, and Landy Hecht. But now we're going to go back to last week, aren't we?
Yes, we should have played this last week. It was just too much to fit in. Alice Costello, who is playing in Sheffield at the end of February, has an album coming out soon. Do we know when the album's coming out?
Not off the top of my head.
No. But I think it's going to be the follow-up to, no, it's not a follow-up to When Is It Time, is it? It could be a debut album. Anyway, really good track this, and we are going to play it at the start of a double, which you can decide the second part of. So this is How Can I?
I was born on the floor. this is Ravelo, and you're listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That is a duo that I know very little about. I know their names. They're called Jess Clark and George Barwick, and they go by the name of Turnspit, and they're from Leeds. Released an EP last year, but that's their first play on The Breakdown, new single called Have a Heart.
That was very good. Followed on from Alice Costello, didn't we?
Did indeed.
And did we say what date she's playing? She's playing Sydney Matilda.
February 26th.
February 26th. And you're going to be there.
I'm going to be there. I've got a ticket.
You got a ticket. I might get a ticket as well. I think I will do. Yes. We don't often play covers on the show. We have a feature by John called Not a Cover, but this is actually a cover. One of the best songs of the 80s, in my opinion, is Flock of Seagulls' I Ran So Far Away.
Oh, that's what it is.
From 1982. And one of the best bands at the moment, in my opinion, at the Beaches. They had an album out last year, which was very, very good, and they are going to be touring in the UK next month. I know they're playing in Leeds on Valentine's Day, other dates around the country, unfortunately none in Sheffield. So I think this is just ahead of that European tour, and it sounds like a band having a lot of fun. So here's the Beaches. We'll double this with something as well.
Yes.
Oh, Hi, it's me, Neil, from Oasis. I have a new band called Terror Pigeon you should check out. Keep listening to The Breakdown.
Do you look at your life like landmarks scattered across the map? An electric fire, an argument, we said things and you can't go back. Walking around my old life now to make sense of a change in scene. Crisp packet in the storm, that was you since you were born in the year, know what you meant to me. Of sobriety, a single night when you didn't go to sleep. I was a tiny fish, don't know how I crossed that sea. Walking around my old life now to make sense of the change in scene. Crisp packet in the storm, that was you since you were born, and you know what you meant to me.
That's the title track to the brand new album by Landy Hecht, Lucky Now, out on the 30th of this month, but not touring that until April, with a date in Sheffield at Mary Street Live on 24th of April.
It was Beaches before, wasn't it?
It was.
I Ran So Far Away. Cover by them. I'm going to go to France now, and I think this will be our fifth new artist of the day, Vera Daisies. Recommended by friend of the show, Vanessa. An EP was out yesterday called Clever Girl. I think it's the first EP by the band. I'm just trying to see if I can find anything else. But this, there's been a couple of singles off of this. I think we missed both of them. But this is a track from it called Take It Slow. It's only a short one. So what do you fancy after this? Should we have the second part of the album of the week?
Let's do that.
Okay. So Sassy 009 afterwards. With something from Dreamer Plus.
Been trying hard not to get into trouble. Everything makes me think, but I take it slow. I need to find another safe place where you don't have a role, where you just don't be alone. Why don't you take it down?
The Breakdown, Album of the Week.
Light it up, my candle, melting thoughts on my fireplace here alone. In that cabin, all alone, they said I need it.
Oh,
That's My Candle by Sassy 009, the Swedish Oslo-based artist whose debut album Dreamer Plus came out yesterday and was our album of the week. She has a couple of dates in the UK next month. Wednesday the 11th of February at Manchester, the Basements at Yes, and then the night after, the Lower Third, London. You've heard of that?
I've heard of it. Never been.
Okay. Treble Seven time?
It is Treble Seven time for me, yeah.
All right. I'll sit back.
Shall I do it then?
Do it.
I'm going to kick it off with another new artist. I think it's the sixth, maybe the seventh of the show. Any Young Mechanic are a band, five-piece, from what I can gather, from, I think they're from Adelaide, certainly from Australia, and this is their debut single. It's called Snug Barber, and I will follow it with two other things I'll tell you about after.
Breakdown. Treble Seven.
I feel bright. perfect compromise. Anything could be combined. Mom and dad with money guy. I call him Calvin Klein. Calvin Klein.
That's Disgusting Sisters.
That was very good.
Yeah.
I'd like to see them live one day.
You should do that. You've missed two opportunities, haven't you, so far?
I think
far?
So, yeah.
Yeah. They are playing in Sheffield, as luck would have it,
ooh,
for you and for anybody listening in Sheffield. Yellow Arch on the 27th of January. That was the latest single from them called Calvin Klein. In the middle of that, you heard a track from Soup, who are releasing their debut album on March the 27th, Soup Forever. And you heard Highway 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I kicked it off with First Playing the Breakdown for Any Young Mechanic and Snug Barber, and that is from an album called The Modern Shoe is Ruining the Foot. I mean, it's true.
Truth. I'm not going to activate my longest song clause here. I'm going to play one of the two singles that Gorillaz released yesterday. They've put out quite a few ahead of the release of The Mountain, their next album, and the 5th and the 6th came out yesterday. I'm going to play the longer of the two, which features Bizarre Rap. Who else is on this one? It is, I had it, Kara Jackson and Anushka Shankar. Orange County it's called, and it's got me, this one, actually.
Got you?
It got me.
Right
it
there.
Got me. Right there, right there.
You know the hardest thing is to say goodbye to someone you love. That's the hardest thing.
Keep it gold, or will it spoil before I get the chance to grow.
You know the hardest thing.
There's going to be more whistling.
I'm not normally a fan of whistling in songs, Joel, as you know, but I can tolerate that.
That was Gorillaz with Orange County. The mountain must be out soon. I think it must be February. I think that's the case. 20 minutes ago here under. We had reggae time in the studio already this time.
We did.
Last week, didn't we?
Yeah. It's all quiet at the moment.
At the moment. Let's do a double.
Yes.
Let's do a double. What have you got?
First up, a new artist, but it's one that's got to their third album without us realising that they exist. Voca Gentle, who actually played Rockaway Beach this year, but I didn't see them. I was at the Bowie Disco.
Understandable. Understandable.
Yeah, good excuse. They've announced their third album, Domestic Bliss. It is coming out on the 6th of February, and this single came out this week. Really, really good. It is called Battle Sequence, brackets, I'm Atomic.
Thank you. listening to The Breakdown on Sheffield Live.
Chose the green to match your eyes. I wanna make it up to you tonight, and I wanna make it last. I drive your car, you change the song. I know that you don't trust me when I'm drunk, but I can't undo the past. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere this round. Signed our hearts on the cabinet door. Kitchen's where I lay you on the floor and let you do the rest. You kiss me once on a dinner plate, getting all your makeup on my face, and now we're both a mess. And I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going this round. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere this round. Hello, you can run and get your eyes now. Hello, you can run and get your eyes now. Hello, you can run and get your.
That was Nat and Alex Wolf, who've put out a fourth album called Nat and Alex Wolf. And the track you just heard was called This Round. It followed on from something that you played before.
I did, yeah. Voca Gentle and a Battle Sequence, I'm Atomic.
So both new?
Both new artists, new artist double. Show. That's what it was.
What we have next?
I'm going to go back to last week again because I really should have played this track by Katie Alice Greer, former front person of Priests. Been releasing music under her name for a while, but I think it's been away for a couple of years. Anyway, this single came out last week. It's really, really good. It's called Expo 70.
Thank you. eyes closed.
I thought we were doubling.
No.
That's why I've got my headphones on.
Oh, right. Okay.
I have now. It's fine.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was Katie Alice Greer and Expo 70.
We're into the final 10 minutes. Let's see if we can get three more in. Ari Lennox, who I think we have played before, has an album coming out in 2 weeks' time. No, even next week. And a single came out last week called Twin Flame, and it is a belter. We'll play you this and maybe get a really short one in afterwards.
Maybe.
Got me cleaning, cooking in the kitchen. I'm a boss, but I give you all the business. Uh-huh. When I retire, I'ma give you half the pension. And I never thought that I would fall for your type. Hold me close to reassure that you're mine. I love the feeling every time that we kissing. Got me writing love songs, Jason's leaving.
You make me feel away.
This is Laura Allover from Chemtrails, and you're listening to The Breakdown.
Love doesn't look how it feels. It's gonna change me for good. I can believe you again. Love doesn't fall. Love, it is always there, like the moon in the middle of the day. Oh,
I forgot how short that was. Jana Horn, who released her third album, self-titled album, yesterday, and that was called Love.
Followed on from Ari Lennox, Twin Flame, from an album which comes out next week, actually. Time for one more. You've got about 20 seconds to do this, Steve.
I can do that. LA band Host Family make a noisy version of indie pop. They released an EP last year called, literally called Extended Play, but they're releasing an expanded version of that. What is that? An extended play. Anyway, this track's on it. It's called Explain It To Me. Bye.
It's too quick.
Was it? I can rewind it, start again.
That's the professionalism you want from the breakdown and you expect from it.
Well, might be back next week, might not. If not, the week after. Yeah. Goodbye.